This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The External Affairs Ministry said today that the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019, CAA, is an internal matter of India and is in keeping with India's inclusive traditions and long-standing commitment to human rights. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said the Act grants a safe haven to persecuted minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh who have entered India on or before the 31st of December 2014. He stressed that CAA is about giving citizenship and not about taking away citizenship. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Lok Sabha election campaign program in Pathanamthitta district in Kerala, giving a major boost to NDA campaign in the state. Mr. Modi addressed the public meeting attended by over 1 lakh party workers, focusing on the campaign of NDA candidates in Pathanamthitta and Mavelikara Lok Sabha constituencies. Speaking at the public meeting, Mr. Modi said BJP will win seats from Kerala in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Attacking the ruling communist-led LDF and the Congress-led UDF in Kerala, he said the people of the state had suffered hardships under governments plagued by corruption and incompetence. After the public meeting, the Prime Minister left for Telangana. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive public meeting at Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu as part of the party's poll campaign for Lok Sabha elections. The meeting was organized by the state BJP unit. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said to improve connectivity in the state, the BJP-led central government is building a network of railways and highways. He said in the last 10 years, several infrastructure projects worth crores of rupees have been implemented in the state. Mr. Modi said while the BJP believes in developing the nation, the opposition dwells on divisive politics and corruption. The Prime Minister said his government was instrumental in the release of Indian fishermen from Sri Lankan prison. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for General Elections 2024 tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for Assembly polls to be held in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in 7 phases during April and May. It is expected this time as well that polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. The newly appointed election commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu assumed charge of office today. The Election Commission of India, ECI, in a statement said Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar emphasized the significance of their joining at this historic point when Team ECI is all set to conduct the Lok Sabha election 2024 in the world's largest democracy. Mr. Kumar and Mr. Sandhu were appointed election commissioners by the selection panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stressed the need for greater coordination between the centre, states and local bodies for reforms across sectors to reach the grassroots level. Speaking at a conclave of a private news channel today, Ms. Sitharaman further added that empowering people by giving them basic facilities will automatically enable recognition of rights. Union Minister of Consumer Affairs Piyush Goyal today inaugurated National Time Protocol for dissemination of Indian Standard Time in Mumbai. This will provide uniform and precise time information with milliseconds accuracy and will also increase cyber security. The public can access it via time.nplindia.org or time.nplindia.in. The centre has reduced petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. The new prices have come into effect. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas in a social media post said reduction in petrol and diesel prices will boost consumer spending and reduce the operating costs for over 58 lakh heavy goods vehicles running on diesel, 6 crore cars and 27 crore two-wheelers. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will face Lee Zi-Tia of Malaysia in the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.